Abandoned, deserted, unwanted. All those words run through my head as my younger sister Juno shoves me in my puffy white dress into the backseat of my older sister Savannah's SUV. There had to have been signs that my fiancé Jeff wasn't happy, but all I recall are the smiles and the kisses and the hugs and the laughs. Well, there weren't a ton of laughs, but Jeff just isn't a light-hearted or laughing kind of guy, the complete opposite of my brothers. Though they aren't laughing or cracking jokes right this minute. "Don't do anything stupid!" Juno screams over the hood of the boys and climbs into the passenger seat next to Savannah.
"He obviously has a death wish," Austin says, climbing into his Jeep with my other three brothers, their suit jackets stripped off, ties hanging around their necks.
The tires of the Jeep peel out of the small church parking lot, fishtailing before it rounds the corner, almost on two wheels, and disappears down Main Street. They're kind of protective, and my oldest brother, Austin, never liked Jeff from the get-go.
"It's going to be okay."
Juno extends her hand into the back seat, rubbing my knee through the million layers of tulle. Savannah looks at me through the rearview mirror, a reassuring smile perma-plastered on her face. She wanted to stay and inform our friends and family, but I think Juno was scared to handle me by herself. So we left the job of telling all the guests there'd be no wedding in the hands of our Uncle Brian, my Grandma Dory, my twin sisters, Phoenix and Sedona, and Austin's girlfriend Holly, stayed behind to help remove the flowers from inside the church. "I'm fine. I'm good." It's a lie. I know this. They know this. But I'm fighting to keep it together. Falling apart and having a mental breakdown will only add to the level of humiliation I already feel. I look out the back window of the SUV and watch as the church doors open and guests begin walking down the concrete stairs, confusion and surprise laced in their expressions. "Thanks, Uncle Brian." Juno straightens in the passenger seat and looks across at Savannah. They've been doing their whole nonverbal talking thing since Jeff's text came through. "That's right. The asshole ditched me on our wedding day via text." My eerie calmness must set off alarm bells for my sisters. Don't mistake my composure as a good sign. I want to scream and rant, and if Jeff was in front of me, I might actually beat him with my bouquet like Carrie did to Big when he left her looking like the fool on their wedding day in the Sex and the City movie. Jeff's not here, though, because he's a coward. All I have is the text message he sent me 5 minutes before I was supposed to walk down the aisle. After my family spent a shit ton of money on a huge-ass wedding I didn't even want, I would have been happy with a small affair. But no, Jeff practically wanted the entire town to bear witness to our nuptials, and now my eventual humiliation. A text. After I got up at the butt crack of dawn to get my hair done. After I slipped into a pair of white silk panties, imagining him sliding them down my legs tonight. After a nice Belgium lady ripped all the hair out from between my legs to give me a smooth Brazilian wax. What a fucker. The fact I did that for him stokes the rage inside of me. We'll go back to the house. Savannah flips the turn signal to head to the house I grew up in. Yeah, I'm not going there. No, go to the apartment. Juno glances back to me again, her eyes expressing her uncertainty. I don't think that's a good idea. We'll go to the house, wait for the guys. Hopefully none of them get arrested, Savannah mumbles. The last thing Bailey Timber needs right now is one of us getting arrested. Again. Well, now that you've switched to those disposable coffee cups, we should be good. Juno laughs, nailing Savannah with a dig about the time she threw a coffee mug at her enemy's face and spent a few hours in jail. Savannah flips her off. Leave it to my family to bring up another sore subject right after my life has fallen apart. Maybe it's because we've dealt with so much tragedy that we search for anything to make a serious situation feel less severe. Savannah turns toward the house, ignoring my instructions. Sav, the apartment? I don't think... No! Her eyes shoot to mine again through the rearview mirror. She's never been afraid of me, and it's hard to tell if she is now. She's had to play Mama Bear a lot over the years since my parents died a decade ago. I soften my voice. I need to see if he's there. I want answers.